Hi, this is Judith, right?
Yes.
Hi, Judith. This is Alex again, calling from Archtop Fiber.
Yes.
Quick question. So, you said you had this Google Voice number.
I have
when
a
you...
Google Voice number. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that I have a Google Business profile.
Okay.
And I have this Google Voice number that I have associated with that. So when a client, prospective client is calling me, the number comes through on that number and gets referred to my home number and my cell number.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure you want to keep that Google Voice number with Google Voice, right?
Yes. I thought it was saying, hold on a second. Maybe I'm misunderstanding what it's saying. Hold on, I have about 12 things open here.
Okay, before I do this, I want to make sure that this is what we want to do. Because you said you had it when you were with Spectrum, which kind of set me thinking, like, hold on a second.
Well, I do not know what I'm talking about. Let's start with that, okay?
All right.
I had an email from about my Google Voice number that it hadn't been being used lately and that they're in short supply, and if you're not going to use it, we want to reassign it. So I went in to look at what was going on, and I came across this thing about having to port the number from one carrier to another, and I thought, oh, maybe I never moved it from, I don't know what it means to port it, first of all.
It just means to move it from one carrier to another.
So to port your number out of Google Voice would be to take the number and assign it to another carrier, is that right?
That's correct.
And that's not what I want to do. I want to keep it with Google Voice. So my whole theory about having to move it from Spectrum to Archtop is BS?
I wouldn't call it BS. I think you had the right, you know, thinking process. But I think what you want to do is you want to get those calls redirected to your... I guess your current landline with us, right? And your.
Correct.
So, what I'm thinking is that there must be a setting with, because I'm not familiar with the Google Voice platform, right? But there must be a setting within Google Voice where you can put in the current, like, I guess you have a new number with us, right? A new landline number?
I have the same landline.
The same landline.
I moved my landline number from Spectrum to Archtop. But I thought that maybe I was supposed to do something about notifying the connection between Google Voice and which carrier I have for my landline. Maybe I don't need that. I don't know what I'm doing. When you unlock your Google, okay, so to port your number out of Google Voice, and that's
mm-hmm.
not what I want to do, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think you want to do that, because that's going to be another line that you'll have to have with us, or lose this current line and replace it with the ported number from Google Voice, which when I looked at the account, I was like, I don't know if this is what she wants to do.
Now I have to figure out how to undo the unlocking, how to lock it again.
You can, they don't have like a customer support number?
I don't know. You know, I've already spent 2.5 hours trying to talk to you, and I have no patience left, so I'm having a little trouble here. Hold on. I think I'm confident now that I do not want to port to you.
Correct.
But let me ask you, is there anything that I need to do on your end in terms of having my Google Voice number transfer the calls onto
Not on our side of things. Okay. No. But you will have to get it so that on the Google Voice side that that number is pushing the calls to us. Or to your number.
Okay. Okay. I'll handle it with them then. Thank you very much.
No problem. I apologize for the misunderstanding.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.